If you're a female and you're dating somebody that's highly wealthy, right? Get an income if you're staying at that damn house. You get an income every damn month or every 2 months. You get an income. So you don't have to wait till this shit breaks up and then you don't have no fucking money. You wait, you get your fucking income, you put that shit in the bank and you manage that shit.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts, and today we're going to talk about some things. All right, first and foremost, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Add to the conversation. We love hearing new voices. All right. On the other end of the spectrum, we got my boy Matt. Say what's up to the people. If you got some words of wisdom, go ahead and give them to them. If not, I feel that too.
Gotcha, gotcha. What's up, man? My word of wisdom, I mean, because I'm going through that shit right now. Don't let nobody in your motherfucking house that you don't want in there, man. Listen, I'm not even at the crib now. You see, I got a different setup, right? I'm not even at my own crib. Don't let people in your house that you don't want there, bro. Point blank, period. Just don't let people stay with you. If this motherfucker gone by Monday, I mean, dead ass.
I hear that. All right, hey, so this week has been much of the same. Hasn't been too many changes, nothing crazy. Got to spend a little bit of time with the kids and with the family and, you know, just chat with the wife. I'm trying to think. I haven't really had too many big changes happening this week. However, we did just lose an R&B / neo-soul icon in D'Angelo. All right, so RIP D'Angelo. I know he had a kid with Angie Stone, and Angie Stone passed not too long ago, so that kid is now, he has neither one of his parents. So I want to send thoughts and prayers out to them. But the reason I brought him up was because an interesting thing happened, right? So the rapper, Tyler the Creator, who deems D'Angelo to be one of his icons, you know, where he pulls a lot of motivation from and things of that nature. He posted a picture of D'Angelo and he found out that most of his fan base are people that don't even appreciate D'Angelo and the things that he added to Tyler's music, right? For anybody that doesn't know, Tyler the Creator, he came up, he was a grifter, okay? He was a huge advocate for people who, I remember in the song, like he talked about a lot of different things that people didn't necessarily talk about. If I wanted to compare him to an artist, I would say Eminem back in his heyday, when Eminem was talking about all the different things that he would talk about, such as, you know, the sexual assault type stuff. And, you know, eventually his music, he got a little bit older. He started making music when he was 17 and, you know, he gathered a fan base that now he doesn't even recognize. But the big thing is, and I wanted to have a conversation with you about, is in a situation like that where, you know, you gain this large popularity based off of, you know, a group of people that you don't necessarily agree with. Now, what do you think? And I know we're not famous people, right? I'm just trying to put together how I would handle the situation. But if you gather a fan base of people that you don't necessarily care for and you're still making money off of them, like how do you pivot from a situation like that? And I'm trying to think, I can't think of any celebrities off the top of my head that have had to pivot that way, but I don't know. Just how do you think you, like a person is supposed to pivot in that situation?
I mean, it's all situational based, right? Like, I'm gonna say, if you still need the income, right, and you can't pivot and still make that income, I would say pander, right? I mean, I know it seems fucked up, right? But pander to your audience that you got currently. Make the money that you need. and make that hard pivot. I mean, you have to. I know you said you don't know anyone that has done it, but Charleston White done it, right? Charleston White just made a hard pivot on dunking on black folks, and he just flipped the whole script on it, right? Now he's doing that shit to white people, right? So if you're comfortable where you're at, just like Charleston said, I'm going off what Charleston White said because it did make sense to me. He was like, hey, he figured a way how to come up, and now he's telling you now the truth, right? He's going to use a situation that he knows, come up, and then he's going to tell you now his truth. So if that person, just all they got to do is, hey, if you're comfortable now where you're at, go for what you actually know. I mean, that's the best I can put it because I did agree with them, right? Sometimes you have to do something that people dislike to get where you need to be to have a voice, and then you can actually state what you really want to say.
Yeah, that was the craziest part. So, just looking at everything and looking at the conversation that people were having, it's a lot of so a lot of black people feel Tyler, alienated that part of potential fans, and now he's where he is, and he's starting to embrace the culture. I think that we need to be allowed to forgive to a certain extent. Right. I don't think we need to forgive everybody for everything, but we do have to, like, as human beings, we have to be allowed to grow. Right. Because right now, I am what, 34 years old? I'm not the same person that I was at 24. I'm not the same person that I was at 14. This version of myself is a different version of myself than when I was 18, 17, 18, 19. I don't necessarily feel like, I feel like, at those ages, you have to treat a child as a child. And you have to look at the things that they do and say, hey, that was a child back then. But now this person has progressed and they've done, just you should be able to forgive them. I'm not saying completely forget all the stuff that they did, because a lot of the stuff that he was saying and doing, a lot of people would see as harmful. But at some point, we have to be able to forgive each other. And I'm gonna just kind of like leave it at that, because sometimes you get a little bit more information, sometimes you grow, sometimes you see some things and you want to speak out about other things, and which he has done. He's spoken on behalf of black people multiple times, but they still look at him as if he's that same kid that's still grifting and trying to get on. So, I mean, all I can say to him is just be who you are. And I think that's the biggest thing, the biggest lesson that anybody could take away from just these situations is be who you are. Because at the end of the day, people are going to like you, people are not going to like you. But if you continue to just be the person that you naturally are, you won't hate yourself at the end of the day when all of these people start to say that they don't want to listen to you anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy that you just said that because that's what I was gonna get at, man, right? Like, as in being yourself. Because I don't even want to repeat it, man. You are who you are, so it shouldn't even fucking matter what anybody say. So if somebody's saying something now that affects you, you weren't who you were, right? You weren't being yourself. And you saying give people time to grow. Do you believe in that saying a tiger can't change his stripes?
So I do believe a tiger can't change his stripes, but it's when we're talking about behavior, I don't necessarily always believe that, because I know for a fact my mindset is not the same that it was 10 years ago. I know that there's certain beliefs that I held on for dear life at 24 that I don't necessarily hold on to at 34. But I do, to an extent, I believe. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, because I mean, if it's innately who you are, you're always gonna, I think that, right? You're always gonna go back to it. Like, things might change in your life to where you're like, oh, you see the light. But if that's your nature, you're always gonna go back to it, is what I'm trying to say. So when I'm not gonna go any deeper than that, but just I think you're always gonna go back. If that's, and some people can fake something, right? And I'm hopefully he was faking it, but if that's who he is naturally, that's who he's always gonna be.
I mean, true. And those colors will start to show. And, eventually, He'll go back to the same person, and then people will go back to hating him. So yeah, I see what you're saying. But it's kind of funny, right? Because I was, looking at the We're Not Experts page earlier, and I was watching us talking about Michael Jackson, right? And I don't know why, but the phone does this thing where people say that the phones aren't listening, but the phones are 100% listening to what it is that you're saying and what you're doing, right? And the conversation that took place was this young man was saying that you don't necessarily have to beat your kids to be great, which I totally agree with. But another thing that he said was he said, Michael Jackson will be Michael Jackson regardless of the way that he was raised. So even if he was raised in a completely healthy household, Michael Jackson would have still been Michael Jackson. And I completely disagree with that. I just wanted to take your take on it. Do you think that Michael Jackson would have still been who he is without his upbringing?
No, I mean that's who mold who you are, right? You have, again, innate traits that you're just born with, and then you're molded and guided, right, throughout your life. You know what I mean? To where it shapes your behavior. So no, he would not be the same person he is currently if he wasn't raised the way he was raised.
I agree. And just to add on to that, a lot of the music that we love is made with a certain level of trauma, right? There's a certain level of trauma that helps you get past certain barriers because the music tends to emulate life for other people. And because people know the things that you've been through, they're able to, resonate with that trauma and they're able to, listen to that music a certain way and they hear it a certain way. And you sing the song a little bit differently because you have that certain set of trauma. But yeah, I don't think if Michael Jackson had a good upbringing, I don't think the Jackson 5 would have been the Jackson 5. And I don't think Michael Jackson would have wanted to get away from them, his siblings. I was about to call him something else, but he wouldn't have wanted to get away from his siblings bad enough to where he would rise to the top and become the pop star that he is. And that's all I really wanted to say on that.
And just from you saying that, right? Like I can still remember who I am as a child, right? Like if in somebody were to nurture, and I mean my enthusiasm or my urges to do certain things, right? Because it's your neighborhood, the people you were raised with. You know, when some I got shut down to where like, hey man, black people don't do that shit. Like, don't do that, right? And shit like that happens to where you turn down things that you wanted to do. Right, because of how you was raised. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's just that plays a big part, you know what I mean, in how you were turned out, how you turn out in life.
It's crazy because I think about little stupid stuff. Like when I was a kid, I remember playing hockey and playing soccer, and I was decent at those. And then somebody was like, well, black people don't do that. And then I just stopped playing it. Right. And it just goes to show you just, you close off this entire thing that you could possibly be good at, where you could possibly have this potential, all because somebody told you to not do it this way.
And the crazy thing you say, hockey, man. That was like one of the things I used to love doing. I even bought my own fucking ice skates. I used to pay for my and catch the bus, go to the ice rink just to go ice skating because I was like, damn, that shit looks cool. I want to do that. And motherfuckers will shut you down. I grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood, played baseball my whole childhood, got to high school, predominantly black high school. And motherfuckers was like, nigga, ain't nobody playing no baseball, right? It's like, damn. So he had to pivot. So I mean, yeah, I see where you're going at me. That's true.
Hey man, I'm just thinking about all this young black trauma, right? But that's the reason why when it comes to these kids, I don't play none of that stuff. Like whatever they into, I'm with it. I'm rolling.
Hell yeah.
It'd be some of the craziest stuff that I've ever like. All my kids are like they play soccer and stuff like that, but they just be into some off the wall shit sometimes, and I just be sitting in the back just. Clapping it up for him, even though I'm just like, we don't do that shit, but I'm not gonna tell you that.
Another thing, because you said that, man, I know where it keep running down. You're just getting deeper in this rabbit hole. But it's true. I mean, at the end of the day, your upbringing, right? I'm at my homeboy's crib yesterday. We drinking, and I mean chilling, fixing a trailer, right? Because I wanted to borrow his trailer to move some stuff off my crib. And my daughter listened to K-pop Demon Hunter, like that whole playlist, right? So I'm singing that shit, and he looks at me like, "Man, you know that shit?" I was like, "That's all she plays, man." Like, yeah, it's stuck in my head. And I was like, "That." He looked at me and said, "That's wild. Like, you have her listening to that shit?" And I started thinking like, "Oh, so I should let her listen to fucking Sexy Red and shit. You know what I mean? That's what you want me to make her listen to." And I just was like, "Nah, that's what she gonna listen to. You like that shit? You like K-pop Demon Hunter? Listen to that shit." And I can hear her phone right now. I know you probably can't hear it, but it's like on fucking repeat over and over. And that's what she want fucking listen to. That's what she gonna listen
Yo, K-pop Demon Hunters has taken over my house.
to.
I kid you not, that shit plays on a daily. My youngest son and my youngest daughter, it's all they listen to. So trust me, I hear you.
And I know they played it in class because she told me, because she came home. I never watched the show, and I was at work one day, and the song just came in my head, and I started saying it. And the dude I was working with was like, "You watch K-pop Demon?" I was like, "Nah." He's like, "You singing the song though?" I was like, "I don't know, man. My daughter listens to it, right? I'm just singing the song." So he's like, "She never seen K-pop Demon Hunter?" I was like, "Hell nah." I was like, "We ain't never seen shit." So I went home and I asked her, I was like, "Where do you know these songs from?" And she's like, "We listened to it in school." And I was like, "Oh, all right." This weekend we were supposed to actually watch the show or the movie or whatever. I know it's the next Netflix special, and we're gonna catch that probably next week. I just want to make it like a weekend thing. We get some food and stuff, chill, play it on the TV. But like I said, you got people in your motherfucking house that you don't want there. Motherfuckers was playing music all while man, it's crazy. Anyways, man,
I got you. I got you.
bro, like, yo, man, like, this is it, bro. You know what I mean? Can't help, man.
But yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters ain't bad. But I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna segue, right? Because we need to go ahead, we need to get into the valid or fuck out of here segment where we talk about some stuff or we talk about people or a situation and we talk about if the people in that situation are valid or if they need to get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna queue up the first one. Or no, actually the first one, we don't even need a video for it, right? So while we're speaking of people scamming people out of money, Akon, right? His wife is divorcing him after 29 years, right? 29 years of marriage is a long time. And she is suing him for 100, well, she tried to sue him for $100 million. She found out his actual net worth was just 10K. And he only has 10K in his name. Everything else is put into LLCs and corporations under his mom's name. And now she is saying that she's broke and she has nothing. So Akon doing that and moving all the money away from his wife or his soon or his wife, ex-wife, I don't really know what she is right now. Do you think Akon was valid or do you think he need to get the fuck out of here with that?
Listen, man, I mean, I don't know how you're gonna like, I think it's valid. I mean, I used to listen to that song every day when I was younger. You know what I mean? That I got everything in my mama's. No. Anyways, it's a fact, right? Like, these motherfuckers bust their ass with their talents to make a shitload of money. You come along and feel like you're deserving of half of that for giving my man some ass, because to be 100% honest, right? Most of these big celebrity, they can have anybody they want, right? They choose you to hang around, you know what I mean? Because it's nothing but ass to them. Being honest, you didn't help do nothing. I'm sorry, I know it might sound messed up. I know you're a married man as well, but I'm just being honest, man. Like, well, from what I'm perceiving, they have millions. They can have anyone, right? Why do you think you need to take half? You didn't do anything. I mean, that's just my take. And all they're doing is protecting themselves doing it that way because the government has set up a certain way to take half of their money once they're married. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, my side of the spectrum. She need to get the fuck out of here with $100 million, but he owes her at least 30% of what he made. And the reason I say that is because I know as a man. Well, I'm not gonna say 30%. I'm not gonna put a percentage on it. I'm just gonna say he should give her something, and that 10K is not enough, right? Because at the end of the day, somebody had to hold down the household. Somebody had to do all the stuff that you didn't necessarily want to do behind the scenes in order to make you great. Because we can all agree that a person becoming great isn't just on that one person. There's a whole team of people, and she's somewhere in that team, right? And she's holding it down. She's keeping secrets. Well, apparently she's not doing that much because she don't even know the money yet. So that's a valid point, but I think that he need to break her off something. And if she's suing him for $100 million, I know she knows that he has money somewhere. I mean, that 100 million is a little much, but you know how people play the court games where they'll ask for 100 million, but they'll settle out for maybe like 10 or 20. I think that's what she was doing, and I think that she should have got the 10 or 20. After 29 years of marriage, I can only imagine the type of stuff and the type of music that he makes. Talking about, he was on the In Love with a Stripper remix. He was hanging out in the clubs and stuff. I know she dealt with some stuff behind the scenes when it came to dealing with Akon. So I do think she deserves something. I don't think 10K is enough.
All right, so what about a chick that's married to a dude? He ain't got no money. He broke. They break it off. How much does she deserve? She deserve $1 million too. I'm
Wait,
talking about
wait.
a dude like me and you. We go to work every day, right? And we divorce. What do you deserve?
So, and that's where you kind of play the game of who has what and, who's the breadwinner in the situation. Of course.
Talk about money wise, how much money she deserved. You can't say because of a job, how much money she deserved. That's what I want to hear.
What I mean is what do you mean by what money does she deserve? I'm trying to figure out exactly. Like, what money does she deserve from you or?
How much money she deserved? You said you ain't going with percent, but how much money she deserved? A regular person just getting divorced, just like me. I'm saying, all right, electrician.
Okay.
Electrician, got a family, got a stay-at-home wife, makes 100K a year, right? How much money she deserve?
All right, so I would say if she has kids and things of that nature, she deserves some money. Of course, it should be divvied up based on how much she's taking care of the kids and stuff like that. But yeah, I do think that she would deserve some type of money until she gets on her feet. And I think that spousal support for a year would be fair.
All right, what I'm getting at is Akon's wife, if she was staying at the house, right? She's getting a good amount of money probably every week, every 2 weeks, right? What I'm getting at to say is she's doing the same fucking shit at the house that the electrician wife is doing at the house, and she deserves $100 million, and the electrician wife deserves what? That's what I'm getting at, right? So what I'm trying to say is these celebrities that's doing the right thing, keep putting that money in your mama's name, right? So when these people marry you and then try to leave and try to get paid, they don't, because you deserve the same thing anybody deserve as a married person. If you didn't fucking do anything to make all that money, you deserve what the fuck you got. And that goes for females too. Like, I'm not saying it's just for males, but typically it happens more to males, right? Like, if a female makes more money, put that shit in your mama's name. So if a dude come marry you and try to bounce with half that bread, they can't do it. You get exactly what everybody else get, right? It's fair across the fucking board. If you didn't put millions in the account, you can't take millions out. And that's how it should be. I'm not saying not to take care of your spouse, right? Y'all in a relationship, she knows she can ask for whatever, right? And she should have been smart herself and put some of that money in the bank instead of buying Gucci and Prada and all this stuff, right? Hermes bags, and put that shit in the fucking bank. That's your fault. That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't make that money, and I'm quite sure you get a lot of money every month, right? To go splurge and party, and not party, but like to go take care of yourself, go pamper yourself, and y'all go above and beyond and spend that money taking your girlfriends out. You know what I mean? Buying your girlfriend's bag. You get what you get. That $10,000, girl, get your ass on. I'm sorry,
I
man.
mean,
No.
so I just see it differently because I know a lot of times, even if the woman is educated, then she sometimes gets rid of the she doesn't work and she don't have a job history and things of that nature because she wants to take care of home. But that's also why we also have the conversation about, when it comes to being a stay, like you probably shouldn't be a stay-at-home parent. But anyway, that's another conversation for another time. I think, let's say he has $100 million. I think she deserves 10. I think she deserves a percentage. She could be able to take care of herself and then a little bit of spousal support for a year, and that should be it. I think that's a fair judgment. I think Akon needs to get the fuck out of here.
Listen, all right, so take, hopefully, just clip this portion, right? I don't
Yeah.
know.
You good?
I'm saying in a positive matter of fact, I might clip it. I got it recorded right here. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're a female and you're dating somebody that's highly wealthy, right? Get an income if you're staying at that damn house. You get an income every damn month or every 2 months. You get an income. So you don't have to wait till this shit breaks up and then you don't have no fucking money. You wait, you get your fucking income, you put that shit in the bank and you manage that shit, right? And don't sit there and just hope all goddamn day that when this, if this shit do split, you're gonna get half. You're a fucking idiot. Play the part, right? That person wants you there. Work out a fucking income that you get, right? Just in case y'all split. And just tell that person straight up front, like, I don't want none of your money. I just want an income to be here and available for you at all times. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair way to kind of look at it. And I think a lot of times when, people are dealing with prenups, those are the terms that they pretty much lay out there. I mean, the prenup is usually like, okay, well, if we've been married for this amount of time, you get this amount of money and things of that nature. So I do think that's a fair assessment. But just moving on to our next topic. Actually, let me pull this up. All right, so this young man here, he was arrested. All right. So the 17-year-old boy from Georgia was arrested after trying to discipline his little sister with a belt as he was left in charge of his eight siblings while their mother was gone. Should that young man be sitting in jail? Is it valid? Or do that young man need to get the fuck out of here?
That young man is valid, right? His mama and daddy, or his mama, daddy, stepdaddy, and stepmama, all because it's eight goddamn kids. So some of that stuff must have happened, right? I don't know. Or maybe it's just one little family. I'm going down a rabbit hole. But anyways, he should not be punished for that. The parents should be punished for having all them damn kids and cannot take them on the trip or whatever the fuck they went, right? And left the responsibility up to a 17-year-old. He's doing his best with seven damn kids, right? Him being the oldest one. What you expect from a 17-year-old? I mean, so nah, I think the parents should be in jail, right? For doing that. It's just my take.
Hey, free my man,
Right.
right?
Get him out of there.
Yeah, so they need to get all the way. Well, he's valid. I do think what you just said was valid. I do think that the parents need to take some onus in that because there's eight kids sitting in the house. I can only imagine you 17. I already know, let's say there's a 16 or maybe a 15-year-old in there. They're gonna be testing you every single moment of the day anyway, until at one point you're saying, hey, I'm the one in charge. Let me go ahead, let me break out this belt. Let me show you what's really going on. Because they're not gonna listen to words. We got siblings. If you got siblings, you already know how this gonna play out. Right? I'm not like I don't have no older siblings, I'm the oldest. But I already knew if just with my younger siblings, I had to talk to them a certain way. And at the end of the day, I'm not really above them. I'm just looking after them right now. So
Yeah, and what did that 7-year-old do, right? Like, did that 7-year-old fucking stick some shit in the fucking socket, right? And then you think that 17-year-old is supposed to articulate, right, to the best of his abilities, as in why, if you stick something in a socket, right, how it will negatively affect you? He's a 7-year-old, think he gonna respawn in life, right? And that 17-year-old is probably scared as fuck and was like, the best way for me to explain this to you is to whip the shit out you and you'll never touch it again. I mean, it's a 17-year-old. What do we expect here?
Yeah, you can't expect a 17-year-old to be a parent of the year. At the end of the day, he don't have the skills. He ain't got the skills to be the greatest parent in the world.
Motherfucker still trying to figure himself out.
All right, let me go ahead. Let me cue up the next one.
That girl who drives DoorDash who got fired because she recorded a guy butt naked on his couch. Yeah, DoorDash finally responded. Here is basically what happened. Just hear from her.
3 days ago, October 12th, 2025, I was a victim of SA by a DoorDash customer while I was doing my job as a DoorDash driver. The DoorDash customer requested that their order be left at their front door. When I arrived at their front door was wide open, their lights were on, and they were sleeping on the couch within eyesight of the front door with their pants and underwear pulled down to their ankles, and they were indecently exposed to me.
First thing on any video.
Okay, so hold on. I'm gonna stop him there because I also want to show how she reacted afterwards.
Or if you're door dashing and you.
About my sexual. They just punished me for posting about my sexual assault while door dashing. They just fired me. And the police are doing nothing.
I already talked about the story, but I just find
All
it.
right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna start off, right? She sound like a Batman villain.
I'm gonna let you go, but I'm just saying, what is the police to do in that case? But go ahead, man. No, I'm
Hey,
sorry.
this man is not chasing you at the door. He's not. He ain't like flinging it around in a circle. He ain't doing nothing. He's sitting on his couch asleep. Somebody probably walked out his house, left the door open, and now, he ordered the DoorDash prior to, and now he on the couch asleep. The man ain't chasing you. He is indecently ex like you are indecently exposed. However, you putting your camera to look at him inside the house and then post him on social media, you are 100% in the wrong. I wanted to say something about victim blaming, but I don't really think, well, I don't think you're a victim of an like a crime unless that crime is indecent exposure, right? You need to get the fuck out of here. What you thinking, man?
I mean, I think the same thing, man. So I don't even want to continue because I don't know what happened, right? Like, yeah, it seems fishy that you're on your couch in eyesight, right, of the door with the door open, or yeah, the door open. That's crazy work, and I think you should go to jail for that. Me personally, right? Because I don't care how it happened. We might have had you a little lot lizard in there, right? She topped you off and you fell asleep. It's possible. But I don't know. What I'm trying to get at, he should be locked up as well, right? Because that's sexual harassment. It's not sexual assault. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Sexual harassment. Because he probably could have purposely done it as well. But she is wrong as well, of course. I would record it to show it to DoorDash. And that's it. Once you post it, now you're wrong, right? And you should get fired. So I think everything worked out perfect. But do need to go to jail too, though. Me personally.
I don't think you need to go to jail just because, like I said, I don't know the circumstances of what he fell asleep. He is wrong for, sitting on the couch ordering DoorDash and you know this young lady is coming. And I do think in a lot of ways, people do those types of things where they set up certain scenarios to where they can't necessarily be wrong in a situation. I don't have enough knowledge about the situation, but you were not sexually assaulted. It puts a negative connotation to people looking at sexual assaults when you do things like that. And when you say those things are sexual assault, and the people that have actually been sexually assaulted are going to look at you and they're going to say, this is why people don't really want to believe us, right? This is also what I mean, what I think is wrong with a believe all women, that's that saying, because you shouldn't just believe people just based off of the things that they say, right? Because facts are a thing, and you shouldn't have recorded that man and put him online. I mean, plain and simple.
I'm saying everything, I mean, everything other than him going to jail. I'm telling you, like, you're responsible to make sure you know somebody is coming. You're responsible to make sure that you're not seen like that, man. Like, he's ordering food. That don't mean it's my house. I can walk around my dick when I told you to bring me some motherfucking food to my house. That's like me inviting you to my house and walk around naked all day and saying it's my crib. That's weird. That's me.
It is weird, but at the end of the day, it's your prerogative, though. If you invite me to your, and I ain't gonna, well, I'm not talking about you, but if somebody invite me to their house and they ass naked like that, I'm gonna fuck them up. Because, like, you can't just invite me to your house and you just be ass naked. Because I think when you show up with that expectation, I feel like you think some shit about to go down. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that could have been a possibility, but I don't necessarily think that that was what was going on there. And my bad, I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother.
Nah, you get it. I mean, you addressed the point, but I don't know. I'm standing firm on mine, man. I think he should be in jail. She should get fired. I think that's the perfect end state, right? That's how it should end.
So, do you think because of that situation, because let's say he does get arrested and it leads to him being put on the sex offender registry, do you think he deserves to be labeled a sex offender because of that?
Yes. I'm being honest, like you know somebody was coming to your house, man. You ordered a fucking DoorDash. You're supposed to make sure that you're presentable once they get there. Because that can be, listen, I'm gonna lead you on because I think I don't do DoorDash because I don't want people bringing food to my house. But if it's like Uber or anything like that, you can see the picture of the person, right? Or you can see the name, right? You know who's bringing it, and you can tell it's a female. Just from a name sometimes, right? And I just want somebody to see my dick, right? He's like, I want them to see it. Maybe they'll bite, right? Maybe they'll just come in. He's weird. He's weird. He needs to be locked up.
No, that is pretty weird. That is weird. Okay.
I'm not saying that's what happened because you might be right, just like what you would say. I'm not saying I'm right, right? I'm just saying anything can happen. We got to look at it that way. And you're responsible once you know somebody's coming to your crib. Again, like if somebody told you to watch their young child, right? And the child comes over, you go to the bathroom, and typically you'll walk from the bathroom if you don't have like a master bedroom, right? You walk from the bathroom to your room ass naked because it's your house. But now you have this kid over there, right? You're supposed to watch him. Now you walk from the bathroom to your bedroom, ass naked in your house. Should you be labeled a sex offender? That's what I'm trying to get at, right? It's weird behavior. You probably didn't mean to do it. It was just something you always done, but you still have a responsibility. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Let's see what you're saying. All right, we got one more valid or fuck out of here segment that we're gonna get into. And I found a clip. All right, so Joe Budden from the Joe Budden podcast has been getting, like, he got into a little thing with Angela Rye. All right, and I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna play what she said, and then I'm gonna play Joe's response.
To have conversations that stretch or to have conversations where they at least can appreciate a different perspective. I don't know that I'm into that. So I just want Mark to know I'm praying for you, brother. You know that. And I want better for him. I think that he deserves to hold space with people who are at least more compassionate and more eager to learn from his perspective. And clearly, you can take a Negro out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the Negro. So you might not want to keep leaping at Mark. He might just snap and bust your ass next time. I don't know. I don't want him to do that. But to have conversations that stretch or to have conversations.
So that's a piece of what she was saying. I wasn't able to find the entire thing, but that's her talking about Joe and the Joe Budden podcast. And let's see here. So Joe responded.
You, quote unquote, intellectuals seem to be pulling a lot from places that, again, like it said, you admittedly know very little about. It just comes off a way.
No, they're having those conversations because Mark is deemed an academic and an intellectual, which you
Well,
are.
he is not
Which,
deemed,
no,
he
no, no.
is.
I said what you are. So now it's, yo, why is he even there? Like Angelique said, yo, Mark, just come home.
Angela Rye.
I mean, pardon me, Angela Rye said, Mark, just come home.
That's the
But
other beef we
then you
got.
go on to say how diverse Mark is. So I think that that's an insult because you don't put Mark in a box. Mark is home. Mark is a black man sitting in a room with black men that grew up in you can't say
We
he's
all
not
had
home.
our own walks of life.
Yeah, dog, like I just
Right.
disagree with that shit. I look
And
at it.
thank God there was a black owned independent media company there to pick up our good brother when he was misunderstood by other outlets?
Talk about it.
Why is that part not being said by pro black native land people? I'm getting confused.
Yeah, that's a
good Mark was a yeah. free agent. Y'all had a chance to bring him home.
And didn't.
You didn't. If by your own admittance you know very little about it, should the woman Tiffany said at least 5 times that she don't give a fuck about these other opinions, all I'm asking is that you act like it.
Okay. All right, so for anybody that don't know, I guess that all stemmed from on that podcast where, you know, Mark Lamont Hill got into a fight with another one of his co-hosts on the show. And, you know, the intellectual community, you know, called Mark up and they were saying, you know, this isn't how you should be acting, blah, blah, blah. He got an earful from a lot of those different types of people. I wanted to ask you, just from the limited information that you have about the clips that we just showed, just who do you feel like is valid in this situation?
And again, I'm totally clueless, just like y'all at this time, right? Like I get this information just like you guys, and I don't keep up with none of that crap. But I think Joe Budden, I mean, expressed himself clearly, right? Like he says, I have nothing to do with y'all over there. I don't care about nothing that y'all talking about, right? Respectfully, right? That's what he said. So he just want the same thing and reciprocated, right? That's what he stated as well. He just want the same thing reciprocated. So I think he's legit. I mean, I think, I don't know. Like I said, man, I'm lost in the same thing as well. I don't know what's going on. But from those clips, I think he's legit what he's saying.
Yeah, the biggest thing to me is in those situations, there's a deeper conversation to be had, right? And I don't know if we're going to have it today or not, but the deeper conversation is people that consider themselves as intellectuals, specifically black intellectuals, they tend to look at everybody else as if they try to look at everybody else as if they're lesser than, right? Because you could tell by the way that she was speaking about it, she was telling Mark Lamont Hill to come home when he's at home on that podcast. He enjoys being on that podcast and he gets to show a different side of himself that he wasn't able to show on CNN and things of that nature. And thank God that there was a black man that owned a platform that was able to bring him on and to pay him what he deserves. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we don't have enough of those. And for you to go ahead and you try to tear that man down and tear down his platform and act like his platform isn't something that should be listened to by people who consider themselves as intellectuals goes to show you that there is a disconnect there. Unfortunately, I don't really want to get into that conversation today. We will get into it at some point, but not today. But she needs to get all the way the fuck out of here. I think Joe Budden was valid.
And I mean, with this intellectual stuff, man, we need to get rid of that shit, because who gets to deem who's intellectual? Just because of the way you speak, just because the way, because you went to school, right? Because all you're doing is regurgitating the stuff that you've learned in those school. It doesn't make you smarter than anyone, right? So you have people out here that never been to college and don't know how to express themselves the correct way, but they can grow trees. I mean, they can grow fruits and vegetables, and you went to school and you can't do shit, so you can't even survive yourself if all goes to shit, right? They know how fucking animals are raised. This is that's intellect as well. That's learning, right? And able to utilize the information or the stuff that you have learned. So this people with these intellectual and like, ain't nobody smarter than nobody, right? I don't care how stupid you think somebody is. Ain't nobody smarter than anybody, because that person might know something that you don't, right? That makes them more intellectual than you are in that field, right?
And this is one of the things that makes the black community so divided. Unfortunately, we tend, and I'm not saying us, because you and I, we already know, end of the day, there's people that know things that I could never even dream to know, right? People know how to survive a little bit better than I do. And I know that we all need each other. I just don't think that, I think that a lot of times we get caught in these different conversations with these different people with different viewpoints. And I just think that we shouldn't be like, we don't need to be looking at somebody as if they're less than. And that's what I'm going to leave it with.
You call yourself intellectual. You seem weird to me, just weird.
I agree. I think that's a very pretentious title to even put on yourself. If you consider yourself to be an intellectual, I already have a way in my brain that I think about you, but I'm not sitting there and I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to say that you're better than or less than because you hold some type of title or degree. But that's the difference between us normal, like us normal people, and the people that consider themselves to be intellectuals. All right. But with that being said, because we have no more topics, what do you got to say to people?
Hey, man, listen, one more again, right? One more again. I'm not an intellectual, right? See that, right? Hey, man, we appreciate y'all coming, man, checking us out. We do this for the love of you guys, right? All right, that's why we do it. Hey, man, just keep checking us out. And listen, the way you're raised affects everything about who you are, all right? I don't want y'all to forget that. And don't fucking box your kid in. If your kid want to be, I don't know, oh, he's black as fuck, but he wants to be a rock star, let that man rock the fuck out, all right? Never know what will turn out for that or that kid. Something he loves, all right?
Yeah, I love that, honestly. All right, so first and foremost, bro, thank you for showing up. You put on a clinic every week, man. I just want to say thank you to Pat on the playback. Thank you to my wife. Thank you to my kids. Thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you to all of you who have watched up to this point, right? Like I said before, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff, all right? We are, and if you're listening on any other platform, right, we're available where all our podcasts are. So just make sure you look for We're Not Experts Podcast with the yellow logo. Lastly, I want to leave you with, if you invite me to your house and you ass naked, we're going to have an issue. All right, this has been another episode, and we're out. Peace.
Hey, don't sign up. Don't sign up. I never told you thank you, man. You always tell me thank you. This is your shit. You got me on it, right? Thank you, nigga. Thank you, all right? Because it's something I love doing, something I wanted to break into, and you gave me that opportunity. So you always say it to me, but no, it's the other way around, all right? So go ahead and wrap it up now. My bad. I'm sorry.
All right, we out. Peace.